Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss the controversy on this season of RuPaul's Drag Race, possible upcoming collaborations with Lady Gaga, and Britney Spears' son selling out his mom for 5,000 followers. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Good day to you.
Happy day. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed. Washed my sins away. I had a crush on, you know, in Sister Act 2.
Lauryn Hill?
No, not Lauryn Hill.
The one that wore the
That's
bibs?
That's not my hill to die on. The bibs.
You know, the denim shorteralls, bibs.
Oh,
we called those bibs. Did you not call those bibs?
No, we never called those bibs, but I understand what you're talking about now.
Who kids was that? In the 90s, if you had jean overalls, they were called bibs.
What is it, jean overalls or jean oversums?
What, coversums?
Coversums. No, I'm talking about the boy that sings that solo.
The
I thought he was
mine.
So
the boy
cute.
Is mine. Do you know his name?
No.
Jennifer Love Hewitt?
No.
My eye is on the sparrow?
No. No. What? No, he sings Oh Happy Day.
Yeah, you don't know his eye was on the sparrow or whatever from Sister Act?
Ryan two? Toby was his name.
Well, what's he up to now?
Who knows? Who knows? I wonder who he's supporting in the election. Do you think he's a progressive?
I don't know.
So did you vote in the California primary?
Sure did.
Love that for you. Did you vote early?
I sure did.
That was the move because I got in line and girl, I was there for three hours.
Voter suppression, honey.
Honey.
I voted early by mail, but I was definitely stressed about it. And I tell my roommate all the time, I'm like, so someone's just going to steal my ballot out of the mail. And he goes, you sound like my dad. And I said, well,
I got there and everyone was complaining because it was taking so long, which I get, but like, the people were going through the line being like, we're going as fast as we can. We only have a limited amount of volunteers. And you could have voted by mail. We were open for 2 weeks before this. You could have came in and voted and blah, blah, blah. But from my perspective, I wanted to vote as close to the election as possible because everything changes in a day. And by the time it was time to actually, like last day to vote in California, people had dropped out. Imagine if you voted for that person early.
I know. Well, let me just say, that's why we need ranked voting.
Retweet. I agree.
The Dems need to get their shit together.
We need to have automatic voter registration, ranked voting, same day, you know, whatever the hell.
No electoral college.
Yes, bitch.
If American Idol had an electoral college, you know Bo Bice would have won.
Is that the America we want to live in? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I voted.
I got home and I tweeted that I had voted and somebody was like, why would you go vote? You're wasting your vote anyway. I know who you're supporting. You should have just stayed home. I was like, oh my God, you're a crazy person. There's a lot of aggression this campaign cycle.
Yeah. I sent you a text that I saw about an NPR article that said young voters between the ages of 18 and 30 are actually down in numbers compared to like the last time. But I did, which was very disheartening and made me sad. And I was like, come on, young people. But I will say, like, I didn't vote in a primary election the first few times when I was eligible to vote. So maybe that's it. Maybe they're just waiting for the big dance in November. But
yeah, I mean, if I'm going to pick a time to really, if there's a type of voter that's like, listen, you only get one of these out of me every election cycle, then I'm okay with them sitting out primary and coming to do the big vote in November. If it comes down to them only wanting to do one thing, then okay.
Yeah, but I was shocked to see that they said young voter turnout was down. But I saw another article the very next day that said LGBTQ plus votership was up.
Well, yeah.
And that, I was excited about that, like, made me feel a little bit better compared to them saying overall young voter turnout was down.
Well, I saw a study that was if every unregistered LGBTQ plus person that is eligible to vote registered to vote and voted, the LGBTQ plus community would decide the election every time.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Right. That, like, the amount of power that people have, that people in power want you to think that your vote doesn't matter, that your vote doesn't count, that, like, you won't help decide an election. If everyone voted that thought their vote didn't count, you know what I mean?
Well, I'll have you know that when I won student council vice president my senior year of high school, I won by one vote.
See?
And
your
it was my vote that,
voice
it was my
matters.
Vote that I cast for myself.
Thank God you practiced your right.
Thank God I knew how to spell my own name. I was the only one.
You know, I'm hoping everyone comes together, and whoever the nominee is, we all come together and rally behind them. You know that Vine, I mean, that TikTok of that girl crying while dancing? You know, she's like...
I'm sure more than one of those must exist.
She's like sobbing, but also
doing it.
Oh,
yeah. I've seen that.
That's 100% going to be me going door to door for Biden when he wins the nomination. But I'm still going to fucking do it because, bitch, we got work to do. And
I mean, these Bernie people could pull it out.
I'm
interested to see. I would love either way.
Yeah, and hope it, and if you're feeling discouraged or disheartened, there is a reason to go to vote. Regardless of if you think whoever is the nominee is going to lose or win, you have local elections, you have things that could get passed in your communities. In LA, we passed I don't know if it's called a proposition or one of those things where it was like a lot of rights for mentally inhabilitated. Is that the word? Mentally,
yeah.
People in prisons and making sure that people in prisons are held accountable, the people like that are in charge of jails and prisons. And that wouldn't have passed had a lot of people not turned out for the primary. So your vote matters.
I got scared for a second. You cut out and that's never happened before. And I thought, what if a big old earthquake just got him?
Well, an earthquake didn't get me. You guys, we lost connection for half a minute and Corey had
a panic. You gave me a fright.
Well, I'm back, baby. Speaking of being back, baby.
Speaking of babies, guess
who's got a front baby?
Not a front baby. When's the last time you had a front baby?
I'll give you a front baby, you know what I'm saying?
Ged, did you know?
I broke the news to Corey, but what were you going to say?
Oh, my God. Did you know psychic babble struck again?
Yeah, I did know. We predicted Katy Perry.
Well, to be fair, it was psychic Nikki's prediction that I had just read out loud.
We predicted. And I give Mamrie and Grace 7 minutes before they claim they predicted it, before we predicted it. That's all they ever do.
Did they? Ugh. What? Mean girls.
But Katy Perry is pregnant. Congratulations, Corey.
Oh, thank you. Do I care? Good for her. If she's happy, I'm happy.
I did see that she also postponed her wedding. They were going to get married in Japan, but it's postponed because of coronavirus stuff and travel bans and things like
God.
That.
Well, if you're rich, you can afford to postpone weddings. Us normal folk can't. Once you lock in your date, you're stuck with it. You got to buy that shit years in advance.
Listen, I don't know how weddings work. Good for Katie. I hope the baby is healthy.
I hope the baby's a cancer.
Okay.
She said summer baby. And I'm like, well, it's either a Gemini, a Cancer, or a Leo.
Well, a summer baby and a summer album from Gaga. We haven't had a summer album from Gaga in a long, long time.
Well, Katie's album's coming this summer, too.
Oh, do you think
she has a baby and an album coming?
Which do you think she's more excited for?
And American Idol live auditions in Hollywood.
Which I saw that she fainted or something.
Oh, God. You know she loves a skit. My mom hates Katy Perry on American Idol.
Why? You know what? As I've gotten older, the more I have grown to love Katy Perry.
Oh, my God.
I very much appreciate that she's corny, that she's like shticky, you know?
Let me read this. My friend sent me this tweet this morning. It said, American Idol auditions in 2010. Simon Cowell, that's the worst shit I've ever heard in my life. I hope your mother dies listening to your awful shrieking. And then it said, American Idol today. Katy Perry, sweetheart, sunshine. Look at me. You are beautiful. You inspire me. Thank you. Which is very much how the show goes nowadays.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of like the like sob story type of contestants, yeah. And I'm not a fan of reality like TV show judges. How the show is just a vehicle for the judges to maintain relevance and make a paycheck. It's like the shows have kind of lost the plot for me. But I do miss the days of Paula Abdul.
She never added anything.
You kidding?
Can someone tweet me a montage of Paula's best moments on Idol?
Paula had so many moments when she was drunk, when she forgot like who had just performed or what songs they had performed. She would often give critiques for the wrong performances based on what like they're given what they're gonna say.
That's sad.
And she would accidentally give the wrong critique, and then somebody would be like, "Oh, that contestant hasn't performed yet."
I don't believe it.
Or David Archuleta hasn't sang that song yet.
Mandela effect remembrance of American Idol is off base.
I remember what I remember. You know what? Don't tell me about my lived experience.
Your Manchichi David Archuleta.
Sure.
Sure.
Sure, baby. So Chromatica is coming. It's looking like multiple different versions of the Lady Gaga album. There's like a Target exclusive with, I think, 23 tracks. There's
She's like, Taylor Swifting this shit.
Listen, I don't give a fuck. If this is what gets us another number one album, I'm on board.
I know. And then everyone was all mad because she has like 6 Chromatica tour dates as if she's only touring those dates. I'm like, okay, calm down, world.
Well, I also heard initially at the start of the year, they were talking about doing the Vegas residency for a couple more years, but then they just announced that I think it's over, and now she's doing, those 6 Chromatica dates. But like,
no way that's it. It's just those are gonna be the people who see her first, and that's great and good for you if you get those tickets. But like, calm down. It's not like those are the only 6 shows she's doing.
Though I did hear some tea. We have apparently 2 collaborations on the album. This is alleged.
Okay. Spill.
Number 1, Blackpink.
Okay.
Do you care? Do you know?
I know who they are. I don't know if I care. I'm sure I'll listen to
them. You'll love it. I'm sure it's not going to be Jewels and Drugs.
If I can get through an R. Kelly feature, I'm sure I can get through a Blackpink feature.
Thank you. And then allegedly, we had heard that the next single could possibly be with Ariana Grande. But I heard that it's not just Ari. It's Gaga, Ari, Rihanna,
Jessie J.
Nope.
and Megan Trainor.
I wish.
Creole Lady Marmalade.
I mean, if that's coming, we have a bop on our hands, and we have hopefully a number one.
Did you hear that Tracy from RIAA had a tweet of mine removed about Lady Gaga? The nerve.
Who is Tracy?
Some bitch named Tracy, who works for RIAA, reported my tweet because it had a 15-second clip of Stupid Love. And I thought, okay, nobody's playing my tweet over and over again in lieu of listening to the song.
Sorry,
I tried to promote the single.
I think it's probably like tech found that. Like, you know, it was like a computerized
police scanner.
Right. I don't think it was a human because
a human would know with a first and last name, and I looked her up on LinkedIn.
Tracy? How'd you find her last name? Well, it could be like
it was in the email. It was in the email. And it had the like 10 other tweets that were taken down, all lumped into the same, so we could all see the other 9 of us who are all bad kindness punks together. I wanted to tweet all 9 other people and say, I'm sorry, you had to go through what
you
I
went should.
Through.
Solidarity, baby. Stronger together.
I hope these other 9 people follow me.
You should reach out. Say you liked their tweet.
It's like, can you email me your content? Because I got taken down from the Twitters.
Well, do you think it was the same vibe? It was a festival video, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, at first, I thought those ravers who were in that video were the ones who reported the tweet.
A raver would never do that to you.
I thought, well, the one girl looks like Cara Maria from MTV's The Challenge.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Shout out to anyone who got that reference.
Well, okay. Speaking of ravers.
Yeah, please take me there.
I was going to go to Miami Ultra this month for my birthday, and it got canceled.
Well, I heard coronavirus is canceling everything.
I know. Did it cancel your birthday? Your birthday was this past weekend.
No, I mean, not yet, although my friends are all very worried that we're going out tonight and we're all going to get coronavirus.
Well, I think everyone should
just... you're coming to my birthday and you're getting it no matter what.
I think everyone should follow the news, listen to educated professionals within the medical industry, wash your hands.
Bitch, I said this last week. I just love that we need to remind people to wash their hands after they shit.
Nope.
I told you, you know I love when I go to straight bars with my friends and then I see like a guy walk out of the bathroom without washing his hands. I tell all my friends, that guy didn't wash his hands.
Don't let him finger you.
Nobody make out with him.
No.
Don't let him put his thumb in your bum.
Nope.
Well, or his pinky in your Twinkie.
Okay. although I do feel like, yeah, people are maybe... freaking out a little too much. I think better safe than sorry. Plus, I hate the people that are like, it's only affecting old people. Why are you afraid? You're allowed to have empathy and have concern even if something might not kill you. Like, just because it doesn't, just because you're not the number one victim of the virus doesn't mean you shouldn't care.
Well, fuck those little surgical masks because I'm wearing my beekeeper outfit everywhere I go.
You know, that could be fashion,
I'm going to walk, and I'm bringing one of those little smoke guns that the little beekeeper people have.
I think I want to walk around with a little water gun, and if somebody coughs without covering their mouth, I'll squirt them.
Yeah.
Like when a cat is misbehaving.
Yeah. Like a bad cat, you just...
Yeah.
Is that mean for cats?
I think it should be.
Is that bullying cats?
Is
someone
going to
tell us? Can someone let us know? Where does PETA stand on spraying your cat to make it get off the counter?
Somebody tweet PETA and then connect the dots on that one. Sometimes cats need to know.
Yeah. Better than a spanking.
I don't think I would spank a cat.
Yeah, I don't think you really can.
You could spank a furry, a cat furry.
I thought you said a Furby.
You could spank a Furby.
And I pictured you spanking a Furby.
Imagine you walked in on me spanking a Furby.
How would you discipline it? Tell me.
I would first sit the Furby down. I would point at it, mm-hmm. not be smiling, not be laughing. I would say, hey, stop it.
You'd probably have to hold its eyes open. You know those things blink a lot.
That's
you would
okay.
Tape the Furby's eyes open so it can't ignore you.
Oh, hey. Well, that feels a little torturous. If it's not paying attention, I might flick it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you ever put your finger in your Furby's mouth?
I never had a Furby.
Oh, where you guys were poor?
Right. You know, not every family could afford a Furby.
Well, we had, you know, my family had one to share between four children.
Well, you know, my family was, we had Kinects. We didn't even have Legos. Ugh. So you know what we were up to with our money.
We could afford one Furby, but we could not afford a Tickle Me Elmo.
Count your blessings. Did you ever have a those little mini cassettes? They're the tiny little square cassettes. What are those called? And like, I think they had one for like an NSYNC song.
Oh, no. No, I just had a regular CD player.
Yeah.
A little portable.
Remember spin. Walking around the track with your CD player and making sure that it didn't skip?
Yeah. Oh my God. You'd have to like run with it while we were warming up for track practice.
You'd have to hold it like parallel with the ground while you're running. Otherwise, the CD would like hit the sides and skip. You guys don't know what we had to deal with in our childhood.
I know.
Times were tough.
Dang. Times were tough.
Double dang. Did you see what Britney Spears' son was up to recently?
Okay. Here's what I saw. I saw Wendy Williams talking shit.
What's new?
About whatever one of Britney's kids are older. I saw a gay on Twitter that I follow saying Wendy Williams is the worst, because, I mean, it did very much seem like Wendy Williams was bullying a 14-year-old.
What's new?
Which I was like, is this really? She's like, clap if you've ever wanted to murder a 14-year-old.
There is a montage of Wendy Williams' strangest clap prompts.
And if you're going to Google that, there's two versions. Make sure you get the longer one.
Okay.
It's worth it. Yeah,
I might do a video where I just watch that and clap along as it's prompting me. How long is it?
The long one was good. I remember it was said something about one of the Bachelor contestants was like a virgin, and she was like, clap if that's too much baggage to bring out of the Bachelor, being a virgin. And I thought, is that what we're clapping about?
She wants to interact with her co-hosts.
I mean, I already didn't like Wendy Williams a whole lot to begin with, and then she was on this season of Real Housewives of Atlanta, and her and Nene were friends, and that was the final nail in the coffin for me.
Mm. Well,
I thought, of course they're friends. Mm.
So
what did she do to a 14-year-old?
Anyway, the Jaden
Spears. Does this have
Spears.
Anything to do with Jaden? What are
Jaden Spears?
Jaden and Preston.
It's Jaden and Preston. This one is Jaden.
Preston's the 14-year-old.
I don't know.
Okay, well, Jaden then.
Jaden. Jaden went on Instagram, okay?
Okay.
He went live. Okay.
Oh, yes.
An influencer, if you will. He told
everyone.
Does
he have more followers than me?
I don't know.
I'll look while you tell the story.
It's possible, because he told his fans on live, he said, if y'all get me 5,000 followers, I will tell you all about Britney's situation.
What situation?
I don't know. And he said that his grandpa is a pretty big dick. He's pretty fucking gay as shit, quote unquote.
Oh, okay. See, yeah, that I saw that part.
And he said that his grandpa can go die. Which, okay, go off.
He said gay as shit.
I too am gay as shit. And I too will expose my mom for 5,000 followers. So I guess I get it.
Well, how many followers does he have?
I don't know.
Are 14-year-olds even allowed on Instagram?
Oh, baby. Yes. Have you not been on the internet? They're wreaking havoc. It was only a matter of time.
Would you rather wreak havoc or reek?
Wreak havoc. Absolutely.
Well, bad news for you. You're the other.
Would you?
P-U, am I right, lady?
Would you expose your mom for 5,000 followers?
Yeah, I guess I would.
See?
What would I expose her for?
I have so much to expose Jackie.
I mean, you really do.
I'll expose her for nothing.
Should I expose Queen Jackie for 5,000
I think followers? We will do a tell-all episode.
A Queen Jackie
5,000 reviews of the podcast.
Yeah.
A tell-all.
You'll hear it here first.
She's going to call me after this episode airs. Stop talking about me!
Does she listen?
Oh, yeah.
She tunes in regularly?
Oh, yeah. The other day, last weekend, my dad was visiting for the weekend, and he was like, let's get stoned. And so I had like a little pizza party. All my friends came over. We smoked. We ate. We were giggling, laughing. And my mom calls. And I'm too high to deal with this. Her ex-husband is in my living room. So it's like, I can't. I'm too stoned. And
too much to juggle.
Yeah. I thought I was letting it go to, you know, keep ringing. I accidentally pushed accept call on my watch. And then she goes, are you laughing? Hello? And I scream. And so I run off to the guest bedroom and I'm like, hi, I accidentally answered. I can't talk right now. And she's like, they're trying to have a conversation. And I'm like, I gotta go. I'm too high. And she's like, you're on speakerphone. All your nieces and nephews heard that. So I was really going through something.
Can you talk through your watch?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
You're just all breaker. Hello, mother.
Quote unquote.
Is that how Apple Watches work? Wow, I guess they do everything.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. You can track during sex. You can
guess I'll put it on my birthday list.
What are you hoping for this birthday? You're turning how old?
35.
35.
My mom asked me what I wanted, and I said, well, nothing's ever gonna beat that weighted blanket I got last year.
Well, how many pounds is that?
17 and a half.
I think you should go crazy and get a 30.
You think?
I just kind of think like why not die from that?
I do think I need a little bit bigger of a weighted blanket, because right now when the neighbors come over, we always share, which is fine. But just like imagine a huge one that like three people could lay under at the same time.
Well,
that would be nice.
That's why I'm thinking about getting another of those massage guns, because everyone's just like anticipating their turn.
Every gay in this city wants one of those fucking massage guns.
I get it.
Did you get it when I sent it to you and it was on sale or whatever?
Well, that was a scam, and I sent it to a lot of people, and then many people were like, this is a scam that you forwarded to me.
Really? Why was it a scam?
Because you didn't do your research.
I'm sorry, it was an Instagram ad that made me think of you. I'll stop helping you.
Thank you.
Is it like when you buy things on eBay and it's like, oh, a new couch, and then it shows up and it's like a picture of a couch? It's a tiny little couch.
Well, that happened to Nick. You know that, right?
No.
He tried to buy a massage gun that was an Instagram ad, and he got sent a t-shirt of some cartoon, like on the t-shirt. And he was like, this is not what I ordered. And they were like, yes, it is.
A Snoopy shirt? And he paid $200 for it?
No, I think his credit card refunded him, but still.
Yeah, they should. That's nice. Did he order from wish.com?
I don't. No. Is that our sponsor for today?
No.
Then no, he didn't. He did not, actually.
I guess that really does happen to people.
I think the last thing we should discuss today before we run out of time is a lot of people are requesting a little update on the RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, shit.
Situation.
Situation or the first half of the premiere?
A little bit of both. Let's talk the first half of the premiere. Main takeaways.
I didn't know it was going to be a dual premiere like that. It's so tough. I see why they do it, and I like that they're like getting to know people. But I just always feel like it's unfair for some reason for the like six people who had to just like sit out of the episode. You know what I mean?
Oh, I really like that you get more of a chance to like get to know them, because otherwise, like, half of the queens get no airtime and you just know they're safe. And it becomes really predictable of what's going to happen. So I appreciate that for the first episode. I think the only shitty thing is, imagine being like a super fan of Nikki and then getting Robin, or vice versa, as the like celebrity guest judge.
True. My thought is, I guess it had a big payoff for the first premiere with it being a lip sync, I guess, kind of for your legacy versus a lip sync for your life. But like, is that just not what we're 1000% expecting to happen in episode two?
Right. Yeah. I thought it was going to be somebody in the bottom from this week and then against somebody in the bottom next
That's
week.
All the gays at our viewing party thought the same thing.
I thought that would have been good.
But we have viewing parties every week, and I accidentally unplugged my cable and it tapes it early, and it literally stopped recording during the lip sync, but we figured it out and we were able to watch. But it was a very stressful moment for me. I was very embarrassed, thinking I was going to have 20 people come over and I ruined the whole thing.
You know, that's my worst nightmare, is not figuring out my TV when I have a viewing party. That's like hell.
Well, do you have any early faves?
Early faves. Who was the queen that did the...
Heidi N. Closet.
I thought she was fun. Yeah.
It was tough for me because all the people that, from when I watched the Meet the Queens, all the ones that were my favorites were all pushed into this first episode.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a little nervous to watch the second one. I'm like, I don't know, maybe I should be excited. Maybe I'll let someone surprise me. But I all the ones I was excited to see from the Meet the Queens were in this first episode. It was Heidi, Widow, Gigi, and they were all there.
Yeah, I liked Heidi. I thought she was giving me a lot of personality, which can sometimes be hard right off the bat. I really liked, what's her name? Jackie Cox. I think she's going to be good.
Yeah, boy, Jackie Cox is
handsome. I met the whole cast at the RuPaul's Drag Race Live premiere in Vegas. And Jackie Cox was so sweet, so fun, so nice.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Heidi, I met in the food court at the hotel. She was in full face drag, but then completely normal clothes, no wig.
I love that she was at a food court.
Just like at a fast food restaurant. And I go, I think that's a drag queen in season 12. And then we went over and said hi. And I was like, oh my God. And then I saw her on the show. I'm like, oh, what a legend.
Legends only.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with the premiere. I thought everyone was given looks.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm excited to see the second half, and I'm excited to like get into the eliminations. I think as a fan of reality competition TV shows where people get eliminated, like it's always hard for me to enjoy an episode where no one gets eliminated. As bad as that sounds, like I enjoyed that we got to get a closer look and we get a more of an opportunity to meet the people, but I'm just a fan of someone going home. Like that's the drama, that's the excitement that I live for.
Yeah. I can see how some queens are going to be in each other's lane, and it's like there's no world they're both making it to the finale. You know what I mean? Where it's like they do the exact same type of drag, and I think in Untucked they were talking about that and like who their biggest competition is. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But yeah, I'm excited for the second episode just to meet the other queens. Do you want to discuss some of the allegations that are going on, some of the drama that's happening behind the scenes?
We can. I mean, it all kind of just like happened last night / today, as far as when we're recording this.
Yeah, so it's unfolding as it's happening, but there have been allegations against one of the queens, Sherry Pie, who allegedly catfished a bunch of gays, made them send compromising videos of themselves, some of them sexual in nature.
Coerced them into like sending things, yes.
Yes. So yes, it was catfishing, but also is in the territory of sexual misconduct. A lot of gays corroborated the story. She
made a statement like apologizing.
Yeah, apologizing, admitting to it.
Right. I don't know. It sucks that this obviously happened to any of the victims. It sucks that it's going to spoil the experience for the other queens who are on the show this season. And it sucks because it puts like VH1 and Logo in a tough spot as well, because this was filmed last year or 6 months ago or whenever. So it's not like they can really disqualify or cut her out. I saw VH1 dropped a statement saying they're not going to invite her to the finale. But as far as that, like everything else is already filmed. I wonder if they'll be able to kind of edit out some of her presence.
I do bet they will minimize it.
And take out some of her confessionals. I definitely think that's a possibility. I don't, like I said, I don't know how much they can do or how much they're scrambling behind the scenes. I know on a season of Survivor, a contestant ended up quitting and they pretty much cut that person out of the entire show. Well, so
regardless of the reason, I would say most reality shows, if you fuck up this, like their process of creating a good show, they're not going to be nice to you in the edit. And then if it's like a actual reason that's harmful to people, I would imagine they're not going to be favorable to you in the long run.
Well, and I mean, this is just very familiar. Something negative like this happened on the most recent season of Survivor, and it really did kind of spoil the season for the contestants and kind of everybody involved, and it was a really sad situation. And like I said, obviously I feel awful for anyone who was like victimized by this person, but I also just feel bad for these other queens who've wanted to be on this show for years and years and wanted to have a platform to do right and be good, and now they're gonna get like just secondhand exposure from it.
Plus, think of all the queens that didn't make it on the cast because Sherry got a spot, and that spot could have gone to somebody who doesn't, you know, hurt people. RuPaul's Drag Race did tweet out their statement, and they said, in light of the recent developments and Sherry Pie's statement, Sherry Pie has been disqualified from RuPaul's Drag Race. Out of respect for the hard work of the other queens, VH1 will air the season as planned. Sherry will not appear in the finale, scheduled to be filmed later this spring. I think, what else can they really do?
Right. And I mean, that's the same thing. I'll still watch the show. I'm going to be a fan of the show, and I'm going to support the other queens. And I would love to still be able to talk about it on the podcast, because I know so many of you love to hear our opinions about it. And I don't want it to just be this like cloud that hangs over the entire season. So,
right. I think for us, yes, she probably will still have a presence on the show. We are going to be focusing on the queens that don't have allegations against them that are
let's focus on Heidi and Closet and how RuPaul hated her name.
Oh my God. Can you imagine RuPaul and Nikki? Didn't Nikki say, I hate your face? or something.
Did you see my tweet? I'm like, of all the bad fucking names that have been on this show, you're going to pick a problem with Heidi and Closet?
Yeah, I agree. I was like, you know what? Yes, it's fun to come up with stupid drag names, but like, who cares? Like, it's
not. Do you know how many people have their stupid name? Chad Michaels, Derek Barry, Max. Like, those are terrible drag names, if you ask me.
Go off.
Apparently, her real name's Heidi Nina Closet, and which I
Heidi Nina Closet. I like that. Heidi Nina.
Yeah, it's like hiding in the closet.
I'm excited for the season. I Drag Race is our fave. It's gonna be good. I hope that they find a way to discuss the allegations, because these are not the only allegations. Apparently, there's another queen with allegations against her. So it's kind of. I don't know. I hope they find a responsible way to cover the issues.
Me too, girl. Me too.
Well, I think that's all for today.
That's all she wrote, baby.
Corey, where can people find you?
I am at Heidi Nina Closet's number one fan on Twitter and Instagram. Unless she's the other one that has allegations against her.
She's not.
Okay, thanks.
And I am Grandpa Spears Can Die.
Oh my God.
On TikTok.
Gay Grandpa Spears.
Yeah. If you're listening, be sure to register to vote and go wish Corey a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
You're now able to run for president. Are you gonna?
Bitch, I'll see you in 2024, honey.
All right.